Good morning, good morning, good morning. We want to welcome you to another show, A Heart for the People Christian Ministry, here at WWDB 860 AM Talk Radio. We want to thank you for being with us this morning on this beautiful day. I know they're calling for rain and what have you, but you know what? We're going to be a smile on our face anyway. So we just want to thank you for being here. And before we get started, I want to thank David P. Therelsen. He is a lawyer. He is the founder of Victims Recovery Law Center, located at 121 South Broad Street, 18th floor, Philadelphia, PA, 19107. He also has an office at 18 Campus Boulevard, Suite 100, Newtown Square, PA, 19073. You can reach him at 484-919-0794, or you can reach him at 215-546-1433. David at victimrecoverylaw.com. Victimrecoverylaw.com. So today, I know you noticed the music was a little happy. You know, sometimes even I need a little encouragement because everything that I deal with, unfortunately, there's something involved with grief, trauma, or death. And even today, we're going to be talking about grief because it was brought to my attention by someone who has tuned in. And they said, you know, what do you say to a person who has lost a loved one? How do you approach them? How do you talk to them, especially when you haven't lost a child? And that's what we're dealing with. And before I get started speaking on that note, I want to send out condolences to Letitia Monroe. Just last summer, I was with her at a cemetery celebrating her son's birthday, who passed away, who was gunned down in the streets of Philadelphia. Yesterday morning, approximately 5:30, 6 o'clock, I received another call. Her second son has been gunned down in the King Sessing area, 32 years old. And we just want to say to her that our hearts, thoughts, and prayers are with you, and we are truly, truly sorry for your loss. And even though I have lost a loved one, a daughter, you know, it's still, you still ponder in your thoughts, what do you say to someone? How do you approach somebody? What to say to someone who has lost a loved one? Sometimes we say things and we mean well, but it's not received well. We tell people, oh, it'll be okay, you'll be all right, things will work out. And that's not exactly what people want to hear. It is common to feel awkward when trying to comfort someone who is grieving. Many people do not know what to say or do. The following suggestions that I'm going to give you is maybe something that you can approach somebody with so as not to hurt their feelings or make them feel like what they're feeling is less. When we should be, have an open heart, we should show sympathy, empathy. We should be there to listen to what they're saying. But the first thing we should do is acknowledge the situation. You know, I heard that your so-and-so passed away. Sometimes when you can use the word died, but that will show that you are more open to talk about how the person really feels. Express your concern. For example, you can say, I'm sorry to hear that this happened to you. Be genuine in your communication and don't hide your feelings. A lot of times we say things to, oh, I'm sorry for what happened, you know, and that makes a person feel like you really don't care. You're not showing any kind of sympathy. You know, I'm not sure what to say, but I want you to know that I care and I'm here for you. Offer your support. Tell me what I can do for you. What can I do to help you get through this situation? Ask how he or she feels and don't assume you know that the bereaved person feels on any given day. And I think that's one of the issues. So many people say, girl, child, I know how you feel. And you really don't. And we cannot compare our situations with one another. For example, my daughter was murdered, and then somebody comes to me and says, yeah, I lost my dad. I know how you feel. No, you don't know how I feel, because a dad and a daughter is two different people. I've taken the time to raise this young girl. I've taken the time to nurture her, see her go through school and issues and problems and what have you. She is a part of me. And when your parent passes away, like my father, my daughter passed away in 2016. My father passed away in 2019. The grief that I felt was completely different. It's not the same. And a lot of people have approached me and said, Reverend West, you know, I don't know what to say, but, you know, and I said, listen, don't worry about what to say. Just pray for me. And that's about all you can do right now. So when you're helping a grieving person, listen with compassion. Almost everyone worries about what to say at people who are grieving, but knowing how to listen is much more important. I have found, I had a gentleman on the show last week. His name is Jason Hutchinson, and he did the interview. And one of the things that I stressed to him is, I want to hear you. Open your heart, your mind, your ears, and just listen. Sometimes we don't have all the answers. And a lot of times I think that's when we get ourselves in trouble, when we try to force how somebody should feel on another person. And we really should not do that. So what we need to do is just open our minds and receive what they are saying and how they feel. Listen is much more important. Oftentimes, well-meaning people avoid talking about death or mentioning the deceased person. However, the bereaved need to feel that their loss is acknowledged. Their loss is important to somebody else besides themselves. A lot of times, even with counselors or going to see someone, you don't feel that personal feeling. You don't feel that personal effect. You don't feel that companionship because their response is so cold. Their response is kind of numbing. You know, do you have a heart? Twice now I have spoke at Drexel University, and I have spoken to future doctors, those who are going into the master's program to become doctors. Some were being surgeons, some were getting into psychology, some were going into pediatrics. But the bottom line is, standing in front of them and speaking, and one of the things I told them, I don't care what kind of doctor you are, when you put on that white coat, for whatever reason, somebody may feel comfortable talking to you. I know for me, Reverend West, I know that when I have gone to the doctor, I have actually gone into tears right in front of the doctor. They're doing the examination or whatever they're doing, and, you know, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I said, you know, I'm just thinking about my daughter. And that opens up a whole new avenue. You know, somebody says, well, are you okay? You know, is there anything I can do for you? So I explain to them as they go prepare to go into their field, have an open heart. Listen. Show sympathy. Everything is not about let me check you and get you out of here. Some people just feel comfortable talking to somebody in a white coat with a stethoscope. So, you know, you need to be ready for that. Somebody might be on the bus. Somebody might, you know, be at work and say, hey, can you talk for a minute? You know, or I just need somebody to hear me. On my show, on my program last night, the support group that I have, one of the guys, he was talking about his son, and he just went on and on and on and on. But guess what? We sat there and listened to him, because he needed to vent. He needed to get that off his chest. You know, we have to understand that even in support groups, this person that's talking, we don't know what kind of mindset they have. And the minute you cut them off, the minute you know, you don't take the time to hear what they have to say, you may start something that you really don't want to get yourself into. And that can lead to some very serious issues such as depression, such as suicide, mental illness. You know, nobody wants to hear me, fine, I'll keep it to myself. And then next thing you know, they go off on somebody. So we have to be very careful when we're dealing with people who have lost a loved one. The bereaved need to feel that their loss is acknowledged. It is not too terrible to talk about their loved one and let them know that their loved one will not be forgotten. While you should never try to force someone to open up, it is important to let the bereaved know that they have permission to talk about the loss. You don't want to push the issue. One of the things that I stress in my support group is I tell them this, you're not forced to say anything. If you want to just sit and listen and absorb what others are saying, you may do so. You don't have to speak. But on the other side, if you want to share your story, please do. We welcome you to share your story. Oftentimes, well-meaning people avoid talking about the death or mentioning the deceased person. However, the bereaved need to feel that their loss is acknowledged. So that's part of allowing them to be able to speak. Talk candidly about the person who died and don't steer away from the subject of if the deceased name comes up. When it seems appropriate, ask the sensitive question without being nosy. That invite the grieving person to openly express his or her feelings. Try simply asking, do you feel like talking? It's as simple as that. And if they say no, fine. The opportunity is there for you should you choose to do so at a later time. We are not going to deny you if you want to speak, but for right now, if you would like to remain silent and just listen, that's fine as well. Accept and acknowledge all feelings. Let the grieving person know that it's okay to cry. That's one thing. Even men, I tell men all the time, you know, I'm a grown man, but guess what? The tears flow. And I tell them all the time, I said, just because you cry doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're human. You know, you lost a child. You lost your daughter. And it's crazy because we allow mothers and women to cry and scream and do whatever they want to do. But as soon as a man starts crying, oh, it's an issue. And that's not the case. It is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign that you are a human being and that you have love in your heart. The bereaved should feel free to express their feelings without fear of judgment, argument, or criticism. Be willing to sit in silence. Don't press it if the grieving person doesn't feel like talking. You can offer comfort and support with your silent presence. If you can't think of something to say, just offer eye contact, a squeeze of the hand, or a reassuring hug. Let them know you're there. Hey, I'm paying attention, but I want to hear you. I want to give you that freedom to speak. Let the bereaved talk about their loved one who died. People who are grieving may need to tell the story over and over again. When I first started doing the support group, that's one of the things that bothered me. I never understood how from each time that we get onto the Zoom call, we're hearing the same thing. My daughter died this way. My son died this way. Well, we just talked about that last week. But then I began to learn that it's okay for them to repeat it over and over again. They may need to talk about it. Sometimes they may remember something or what have you. Be patient. Repeating the story is a way of processing and accepting the death. You know, this is real. You know, I lost my daughter in 2016. I can't count how many times I've sat back and said, she's going to walk through the door. But this didn't really happen. That wasn't my daughter in that picture. That, you know, she's still here. But the more I talk about it, and of course, the more that I don't see her in the physical, it begins to resonate in me. It begins to, I'm reminded, say, you know, she's not here. You know, but her spirit is with me. I have pictures. I have recordings. I have a recording of her singing. I have a recording of her actually looking at the camera. And this is all she did. She looked at the camera. She said, "Hi, Dad." And that gets me by from day to day. I can play that, you know, and hear her say, "Hi, Dad." I can hear her laugh. So these are the things that help, you know. And I tell other people the same thing. I said, go on their Facebook page and see what pictures you can find that are happy times. Think about the happy times that you and your child spent together. And enjoying each other, making each other laugh. I have one mother, she said that when her son was murdered, she went on and cooked his favorite dinner. Whatever it was that he liked the most, she cooked it. and she made enough for some of his friends, and she invited them over to come sit down and have dinner, even though he wasn't there. And she said it was a great time. You know, they laughed about some of the goofy things that he did and said and what have you. We have to find a common ground, something that's going to – we don't want to push sadness all the time. We want to do something to try to lift that spirit, to put a smile on their face. And it's not an easy task. It's not an easy task at all. Let the bereaved talk about how their loved one died. People who are grieving may need to tell the story over and over again, sometimes in minute detail. Be patient. Repeating the story is a way of processing and accepting the death. Offer comfort and reassurance without minimizing the loss. Tell the bereaved that what they're feeling is okay. If you're gone through similar loss, share your own experience if you think it would help. However, don't give unsolicited advice. In other words, if they don't come to you asking specifically about something, don't offer to help in that situation if you're not really sure where it's going to lead. Don't give unsolicited advice. Claim to know what the person or claim to know what the person is feeling, or compare your griefs to theirs. And that's the issue where we say, yeah, I know you lost your daughter. Yeah, my dad passed away a couple months ago. It's not the same. Now, if you said, yeah, I know how you feel because my son or my daughter was murdered, that's something different. You know what it feels like to lose a child. But do not compare an uncle or a grandmother or aunt to how somebody may feel with losing a child. We cannot, everybody grieves different. So there is no, you know, comparison on how that person feels. So there are some comments too that you may want to avoid. It says, I know how you feel. No, you don't know how I feel. One can never know how another may feel. You could instead ask your friend to tell you how he or she feels. Everybody is different. Everybody grieves differently. And depending on who the person is or was to you, your grief is going to be different. Never tell a person, oh, it's part of God's plan. This phrase can make people angry, and they often respond with, what plan? Nobody told me about any plan. I have somebody right now who is told me straight out, I don't want to hear nothing about God. Actually, this is about the second time a member of our group, you know, I don't want to hear nothing about God. Don't ask me to pray. You know, God took my child. Why did he let this happen if he loves us, if he loves me? The other thing is he or she is in a better place now. The bereaved may or may not believe this. Keep your beliefs to yourself unless they ask you for it. This is behind you now. It's time to get on with your life. Unfortunately, as much as I love my father, I went through this with him, with my daughter. He basically said, you know, well, she's gone and, you know, you have to move on. And to me, that was just very cold, you know. And I said to him that if this is how you feel about your granddaughter, how would you feel if I passed away before you? Is this the same attitude you would take? These statements are too directive. Instead, you could begin your comments with, have you thought about, or you might. You know, we never say you should. You should just move on with your life. You should let it go. Or you will get better. You don't know that. We are finding more and more every day the trauma and the mental illness that is caused by losing your child. And just imagine, like, this woman, Letitia Monroe, who has lost two children. And there are some who have lost three children simply to gunfire out here in the streets of Philadelphia. has nothing to do with cancer, has nothing to do with diabetes, has nothing to do with a heart attack, has nothing to do with high blood pressure. Somebody walked up or from a distance and pulled the trigger, ending somebody's life. Offer practical assistance. It is difficult for many grieving people to ask for help. They might feel guilty about receiving so much attention, fear being a burden, or be too depressed to reach out. You can make it easier for them by making specific suggestions, such as, I'm going to the market this afternoon. What can I bring you from there? Or, I've made beef stew for dinner. When I come by, can I bring you some? Be helpful. Be courteous. Be kind. Offer to help. And they may say no. And if they say no, don't push the issue. Fine. If you need anything, just let me know or I'm available. Consistency is very helpful if you manage it. Now, can be very helpful if you can manage it. Now, here's one of the things that I have an issue with, even being a pastor in the church. Consistency. It is very, very important. Why is it important? We open the doors. We have a funeral. We say our prayers. We do the scripture. We do this, that, and the other. We welcome the family, blah, blah, blah. When those doors close after the service, how many times do we reach out to the family and say, hey, I know it's after the fact, but I just want to make sure that you're okay. Is there anything that we can do for you continuously? Do you need anything? Consistency is very important. Being there for as long as it takes. This helps the grieving person look forward to your attentiveness without having to make an additional effort of asking again and again. You can also convey an open invitation by saying, let me know what I can do for you, which may make the grieving person feel more comfortable about asking for help. You've opened the door, so let me know what I can do. I'm here. But keep in mind that the bereaved may not have the energy or motivation to call you when they need something. They may not feel like it. So it's better to if you take the initiative to check in. You know, when you lose a loved one, you automatically go into a box. You don't want to be bothered. You don't want to be talked to. You don't want to talk to anybody. And a lot of times you feel like, you know what? I'm in my room, I'm locking the door, I'm cutting the lights out, I want the curtains closed, I don't want no sunlight to come in because I'm just not feeling it right now. But it's good to know that so-and-so is here with me or here for me. And if I need him or her, I can reach out to them because they have said, if you need us or you need me, let me know. Be the one who takes the initiative. There are many practical ways you can help a grieving person. You can offer to shop for their groceries or run errands. You can drop off a casserole or other types of food. Help with funeral arrangements. And that's a big one, especially when a person has to go to the funeral home and view the body before the service, and then they have to deal with the service. I really don't think, I've seen a lot of funerals, and I really don't think when they go to view the body, it has really sunk in. I think it really sinks in when they get to the church or to the chapel and they see the person laying out there, and that it really hits. I know for me, yes, I cried at the hospital. They called me about 4 a.m. and said that my father passed away at Abington Hospital. I went to the hospital and I saw him. I went in the room and he was laying there. And of course I cried, but I don't think it really hit me until his actual funeral. Help with funeral arrangements. Stay in their home to take phone calls. Be assistant and receive guests. People are going to be dropping off things. You know, they really don't feel like going to the door. They don't want to answer the phone, but they want to know that you are there. So take care of a housework such as cleaning and laundry. Watch their children or pick them up from school. Drive them wherever they need to go. Look after their pets. So the bottom line is this: make yourself available for someone. Don't criticize. Don't judge. Don't make them feel like, oh, I'm not supposed to feel bad. I'm not supposed to feel hurt. They need to know that you love them even as they are going through. They need to know that you care for them even as they are going through. So this is very important. Be there for them and allow them to see you doing for them. Allow them to know that, hey, I'm going through this situation, but guess what? I know that my friend is here. So take these things to heart and use them. Be careful how you say, what you say, and how you say it to someone who has lost a child. So today, I just want to thank you for joining us today. I want to thank you for being here. Just remember that a grieving person is a human being with feelings. So we want to thank you for being here. We hope you enjoy the rest of your day. This is Reverend Lee West. I'm the host of the Heart for the People Christian Ministry here at WWDB 860 AM Talk Radio. I love you, but God loves you best. Take care.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've